The views and opinions expressed in my podcast are exactly that, my opinion. My words are not law, final say, or any type of guidelines for your life. I am no expert. We have the freedom to agree or disagree, as well as remaining indecisive. If you like my podcast, I welcome you. If you do not like my podcast, I suggest you find one more to your liking. Let's begin. Welcome to Senior Grumpy's Verbal Cacophony. I am your host, Senior Grumpy, and unfortunately, this will be the final episode. Reason for that being, and let me get something out of the way first before I get to the reason why I'm kind of stopping, or not kind of, I'm actually stopping. I'm not afraid to admit I'm wrong when I'm wrong. It's been pointed out to me numerous times where I've stated something incorrectly or I've stated something out of my own ignorance for not knowing for not knowing about a particular item or whatever it is. I don't want to go too far into it because, well, it just spans the entirety of my show. I mean, like I said, I'm not afraid to admit that I'm wrong. Where, like I said in the last episode, yeah, I'm wrong on a particular point. Someone had pointed something out to me and gave me some solid examples instead of just shouting the same phrase over and over and over. So I'm not afraid to say I'm completely wrong, which is fine. I've been doing this podcast for about 4 or 5 years. It's gone through, wow, a few different incarnations. I've been doing this since about 2010. And I'm stopping because not so much for fear of being wrong, that don't bother me. I'm stopping because I want to go do something else. I want to work on something different. And the other thing is, how do I say it? I don't always want to be the angry guy. It's one thing to be furious about the things that make everybody legitimately angry. The discrepancy between the sexes, the discrepancy between classes, the discrepancy between people all over the world or within the same vicinity as each other. As I stated before, I believe in equality, and not just equality between the sexes or sexual orientation or just one specific thing. I want equality for everybody across the board without trying to demean or force people to believe in the same thing as myself. Like I said before, I understand what I believe in is more of a utopian fantasy, and that the human race just has every means to pretty much fuck it up. So I, you know, mind you, yes, I have a utopian kind of fantasy, but I kind of view it in the same way that it, you know, or I said, how do I say it? It's a utopian fantasy viewed by a complete pessimist, which is what I am. I, you know, there are moments where I can be the I can believe in the positive side of it, but each time I look around, there's always something to prove that, you know, I'm kind of right in feeling, in my feeling of being a pessimist, of seeing how people treat one another, how people talk to one another, whether it's on a large scale or small scale side of things. So that's kind of how my feelings are on everything. As I said, I'm stopping this because, well, I just want to work on something else. I don't want to be the angry guy all the time. Pardon me. I don't want to be the angry guy all the time. I don't want to just shout into my microphone. That's really not the point I always want to try to get to, or it's not the only means to try to get my point across. I think I said that right. So that's kind of where I'm at. I'm kind of at a crossroads, or I'm coming at the end of the road of being Senior Grumpy and doing Verbal Cacophony. Now, that's not to say I didn't enjoy doing this podcast one bit. I enjoyed every moment of it. And like I said, it's not because I've been proven wrong, because I won't lie. I've been proven wrong quite a few times in the span of doing this podcast. So that part does not bother me. It doesn't bother me when someone says, hey, and mind you, when they do it in a reasonable manner without, you know, just shouting at me, you know, I can handle when someone says, hey, you're wrong. This is kind of how it is. You know, you should have looked into it a bit more, which I can admit. Okay, cool. I'm wrong. So that does not bother me one bit. But like I said, it's not any of the reasons why I'm stopping this at this particular podcast. I just want to go do something a bit more for myself. I really don't care, and I know this might upset some people, but I don't care about things where I don't care about being popular. I don't care if I'm super successful. I do things because I genuinely enjoy them. I do a podcast because I genuinely enjoy it. I write music like every other musician. If you don't believe me, ask the guys who gave me permission to use their music for my intro and my outro. Okay, I'm pretty sure I can pretty safely say that just like every other musician, they love, just like myself, they love what they do. They do what they love. Because if they did it for any other reason, they probably, you know, I, them, and anybody else probably would have given up. And to be honest, that's kind of my, you know, the way I kind of carry myself. I'm more into what I like doing. I could give two shits less about, you know, what everybody thinks. It's not, you know, I don't mind, how do I say it? I don't mind being conscious about people's feelings. Like I'm kind of that way in person, but I don't know where I was going with this, but as I said, I do things because I genuinely like to do them. I'm not here to stand on top of a mountain or a molehill and try to say, yes, I'm king or whatever. You know, I try to do things as 100% different than everybody else, because my feeling is if I try to gear things towards the way some people do things, then it just becomes part of the myriad of the other things that are out there, which just to me are just pointless to listen to. It's one thing to, you know, to have those who really do stand out, but then you got the millions of others who either try to copy it or do the same thing. So for me, you know, I try to be as original or be as different as possible. So that's how I kind of work. And I'm trying to keep this as short as possible. So I'll try to keep it under 15, or as best as I can, because this is my final episode. But before I cut out, I would like to thank First and foremost is the Denizen, one of my friends from TalkShoe. If you ever hear this episode, I thank you for being one of the first people to coming around to my show. And as I've stated to you before, I've really enjoyed your show. So, like I said, a big kudos to you for sticking to your guns for everything you do. And hopefully you're still doing whatever it is you enjoy doing. I'd like to thank my friend in Australia, Nolene, who I, you know, it's been a while since I've talked to this individual, but hey, thank you for checking out this podcast. Thank you for listening to it. And as much as everybody else, thank you for contributing whatever articles or things you've pointed my way. I'd also like to thank Gemma Wright. I'm not going to bother with everybody's blogs because right now I'm doing this unscripted and I can't remember it. I'd like to thank Gemma Wright, who's also pointed quite a few subjects and topics my way. I'd like to thank Paula. I'll probably get your last name wrong. Or I'll just say your name is Paula. Let's leave it at that. I'd like to thank Paula for whatever feedback and things you've thrown my way. I'd like to I'd like to thank my friend Justine, who has also done pretty much that. I know this is like a long thank you. It's rather short. I'll try my best. I'd like to thank everybody, every musician who is part of Dutch Rosenberg Theater and Helvin. I thank you guys for your music, which I do legitimately enjoy, but thank you for also giving me the permission to use your music in this podcast. Like I said, I thank you from one musician to another, you know, thank you very much. I respect everything you guys do. I really enjoy your music, from Divine Dichotomy to your current project, which I've heard snippets of, which I really dig. So I hope whenever you guys have a product out, whenever you release it, you know, I hope to actually have it in my, you know, my red hot hands to, you know, stick it in my player and just listen to whatever the fuck it is you guys do. So, you know, big thank you to you guys. And finally, to any of you listeners out there, whether you agree, as I stated in the disclaimer, whether you agree with me, whether you don't agree with me, whether you're on the fence on anything that I've talked about, I thank you for listening to me, whether you want to or not. And I try to leave that out there. I try to kind of structure this so that way you don't have to feel like you have to listen to me. You kind of don't. I mean, I know that's kind of self-defeating, but I'd rather give people the opportunity to go, you know what? I don't really dig him. He's not for me. You know, I'll kind of move on, which, cool. I'm not going to sit there and go, you have to listen to me. It's not like anything I've got to say is like, you know, some sage kind of advice. I really don't have the best advice that I could give. I mean, I'm just as human as the next individual over. So that's pretty much it. I mean, like I said, I've been doing this podcast for about 4 or 5 years. And it's gone through quite a few incarnations. If you don't believe me, if you ever run across the Denizen's podcast, or if you run across the Denizen, he'll pretty much tell you that, you know, he's heard it. So, again, thank you, everybody. Thank you. I know this is running long, and it's a bit, you know, I know it's the final episode. I'm not trying to milk it, but hey, I'm gonna anyways. So thank you, everybody. Thank you, anybody who's listened. As I've stated before, please, I already understand that, you know, there's no need to kind of go over, hey, you're wrong here. It's been pointed out. It don't need to be beaten over and over and over. But again, like I said, thank you for checking it out. Thank you for anybody who's contributed articles, subjects, topics, anything my way. Thank you to the band that's, you know, Helvin and Dutch Rosenberg Theater, who supplied me with the music. I know I'm overstating this, thank you. But again, to everybody, thank you. So what I will do is I will leave you with, I know some of you are going to hate this, but I'd rather leave you with the earliest thing I've recorded for my podcast so you can kind of gauge how this kind of started. So I hope you get a laugh out of it. I hope you dig it. But I'm Senior Grumpy. I hope all of you are successful in what you want to do rather than what people tell you you should do, which is what I'm firmly against. I prefer everybody to walk to the beat of their own drum. So, you know, as I always say at the end of these episodes, and I know I'm kind of transitioning this way, but hey, it needs to be done this way. Take care and be well. I mean that. And I've always meant that, whether I agree with you, disagree with you, somewhere in the middle, or whatever, you know, take care, be well. Enjoy whatever kicks your ass in life, whatever positive thing keeps you going and keeps you happy. Enjoy that to the fullest. I've always pushed that in this. So, and definitely do not take no shit from nobody. I am Senior Grumpy. This is the final episode, and I will leave you all until my next project. Whether or not I'll announce it, I don't know, just because I don't know where I'll be with everything. So thank you, everybody. Have a great morning, afternoon, and night. I'm Senior Grumpy. Thank you.
And now back to WTN News with your host, Don Dable.
This just in, a man calling himself the Pull My Finger Bomber has just taken a local Manning Waltard store hostage. Joining us now is our Eye in the Sky reporter, Jack McElturkey. Jack?
This is Jack McElturkey joining you from the air as Manning police around a Waltard shopping center that has been taken hostage by a man claiming to be the Pull My Finger Bomber. The suspect entered the store at about noon carrying a can of beans under one arm and two pockets full of lighters and matches. He proceeded to the checkout area where he pointed his right finger, taking a cashier hostage and shouting, "Nobody move or I'll make this bitch pull my finger." Police and fire officials have barricaded the surrounding area of the store and as well as putting up blockades of the surrounding streets. Police sent in a hostage negotiator at around 5 o'clock this afternoon. We have just received a police transmission ordering all air and ground traffic to evacuate the area now. I repeat, we are being ordered to evacuate.